USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. He is not heading back to California.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Friday, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that the reports are untrue. He intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. I'm John Schaefer.
United Auto Workers leader Sean Fain reports progress in negotiations with General Motors. In an update on Friday, he mentioned GM's significant strides in the bargaining process, stating they have surged ahead of the competition. However, the UAW's work stoppage has now extended beyond 3 weeks, and no tentative agreements have been reached with the three big automakers. UAW members have been on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis since September 15th. Hunter Biden's attorneys have filed a request to dismiss his federal indictment on federal gun charges, contending that special counsel David Weiss was barred from issuing the indictment due to a prior agreement. In response, Weiss asserted that the agreement lacked an official court signature, rendering it ineffective. Negotiations are underway to avert another 3-day strike by 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers across the nation. This healthcare worker is on the picket line.
We are tired. We've been struggling, short-staffed.
The union warns of further strikes if next week's bargaining session do not yield results. And there may be some good news coming to a gas pump near you.
National gas prices may drop to $3.25 by Halloween after a recent surge in oil prices, followed by a sudden, sharp decline. On Wednesday, oil prices plummeted nearly 6%. According to AAA, pump prices subsequently decreased to $3.77 on Thursday. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Two shooters were involved in an attack at Morgan State University in Baltimore outside a crowded homecoming event this week, injuring five people, according to authorities on Friday. The Baltimore Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying four people seen walking near the scene of the Tuesday evening attack, all captured on video and still photos released by the agency on Friday. Anyone with information leading to an arrest and charges filed will receive a $9,000 reward, according to Commissioner Richard Worley, at a Friday news conference. The victims, four men and one woman ages 18 to 22, were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A recent study indicates that shouting at children may lead to long-term issues.
Researchers from Wingate University and University College London discover that verbal abuse can negatively impact a child's mental and physical well-being. Published in the journal Child Abuse and Neglect, the study highlights elevated rates of depression, substance abuse, and other behavioral disorders among the individuals in adulthood. I'm John Schaefer.
The scheduled televised forum showcasing candidates vying for the position of Speaker of the House has been canceled. Fox News initially announced the participation of Representative Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, and Kevin Hearn, but it appears lawmakers have withdrawn from the event. A speaker election is slated for next week following Kevin McCarthy's historic removal from the role earlier this week. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.